progress on our project, in my opinion. So we were trying to do document level features in Moses using Vopa Webbit. Who of you has heard of Vopa Webbit by now? Okay, a few people. Vopa Webbit is a really, what is going on? Okay. Vopa Webbit is a machine learning tool. And its best features usually are that you can just throw billions of features at it. So you can build a classifier, which is quite fast to train. It's a linear classifier. It supports classification and regression. You can throw billions of features at it, for instance, lots of bigrams, onigrams, alignments, whatever you want to try. It's really robust and very quick to train. So it's not like a neural network where you need, 4 GPUs and train it for half a year. This one usually can be trained in an hour to maybe half a day when you go really extreme. And as I said, billions, millions of features. My biggest model, for instance, had something around 400 billion features, and I was able to train it in like 4 hours or something like that. So unfortunately, the problem is we didn't really get it to work until now. So the good thing is this is integrated in Moses. This is a re-implementation of an idea that already appeared and I think was even finished during a previous marathon, I guess 2 or 3 years ago. The problem was that particular implementation never made it into the master branch of Moses, so it vanished again. And at the beginning of the year, Aleš, one of the main authors, invited me to come over to Prague, and we basically did it from scratch using Use Nice feature function framework. So it turned out to be much easier than the first time. And it's still in master, so it's nicely integrated with Moses now. The only problem is we haven't, it was meant to do domain adaptation. But we were not able to reproduce the results from the original paper, and honestly, we weren't able to put it to anything useful yet. So whatever we tried, it just didn't work. It gets very nice features. It gets very high weights from MERT, so MERT seems to think that it's a useful feature, but no improvements in Blur score at least. Okay, that was supposed to be bright red, and so we were hoping that. Our interpretation why it's not helping is that it's probably just duplicating all the features that are already there. There are already lots of translation model features. It seems that Vopa Webbit is learning nothing new. So what would happen if we try to add features to Vopa Webbit that cannot be formulated in a normal translation model or language model? That would be document level features. So for instance, think of an Afora resolution. Think of frequency information, how often has a word appeared in previous sentences, how often does it appear in the following sentence in the source language, how often has it been translated in a certain way. This is a little bit similar, like cache-based features and so on. And this is something that we wanted to try. We haven't gone very far yet. One reason would be that the project leader had to go home on Thursday. And another thing is that training and coming up with a good and correct training sequence for the Vopa Webbit feature is not that easy. So we are basically debating all the time, should we do cross-validation? Should we do leave one out on phrase tables? Where does the problem come from? You cannot train Vopa Webbit using the same phrase table you will later use for translation. Because if you do that, then the classifier learns that every phrase that comes from the test set has been seen, which is usually not the case. Because if you get a new test set, most of the phrases that you would like to use to translate are actually unseen. And classifiers are very sensitive to this kind of information. So what you basically need to do is build a divide your test set into your training set into parts, build a phrase table, and train the classifier on the other part, and then do a round robin thing. That would be cross validation. Or you can do leave one out. So you leave one out works like you have a phrase table, you just remove those phrases that appear in one particular sentence, then you train your classifier with that particular sentence, and you go on. So you have to simulate the situation that there are unseen sentences. Then we already defined and collected a couple of ideas what features we should use. We'll definitely try to do, for instance, simple quadratic features, just see what happens if the target phrase is somehow multiplied with any information from the source, from the previous sentences. So let's see, for instance, simple back of word features of previous sentences. What words do appear in previous sentences? And we are planning to continue that work beyond the MT marathon. I think this is an important project for Pierre, so we will just see what happens out of that. No results yet, but I really hope that this kind of work will kind of give us a good justification for having put a lot of work into the Vopal Webbit feature, which until now hasn't really surfaced. Thank you very much.